NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg renewed vows to support Ukraine for the long haul, with support that evolves as the battlefield situation changes. He spoke at the two-day meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Belgium, where he said the meeting comes at a critical time.
This has become a grinding war of attrition, and therefore it's also a battle of logistics, and this is a huge effort by allies to actually be able to get in the ammunition, the fuel, the spare parts, which are needed.
The defense ministers gathered to discuss defense aid for Ukraine, and especially how to get it there quickly because of expected spring offensives. In other words, the current brutal stalemate is about to enter a new phase.
Next week we mark the first year of the terrible war in Ukraine, the full-fledged invasion by Russia against Ukraine. And we see no signs that President Putin is preparing for peace. What we see is the opposite. He is preparing for more war, for new offensives and new attacks. So it makes it just even more important that NATO allies and partners provide more support to Ukraine. And we will meet later on today in the US-led contact group for Ukraine and address the urgent needs for increased support to Ukraine.
That contact group he mentioned is the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, a group of 54 countries that have together pledged about $50 billion in military aid to Ukraine since last February. So far, the number of countries that have pledged tanks to Ukraine has grown to 11. 22 countries have pledged armored infantry fighting vehicles, 16 have pledged artillery and ammunition, and 9 have pledged air defense systems. Ukraine is making a big push for fighter jets. Stoltenberg says the issue of aircraft is an ongoing discussion, but it's not the most urgent issue just now.
As the urgent need now is to deliver what has already been promised, to deliver the armored vehicles, the infantry fighting vehicles, the German Marders, the US Bradleys, and of course also the main battle tanks, the Leopards, and the other battle tanks that have been pledged. And we see that allies are stepping up. We need the training, we need equipment, we need the ammunition, and that's exactly what allies are now providing and will be a top issue at the meetings today here at NATO.
Along with the NATO meeting, the Ukraine Defense Contact Group held its 9th meeting, also in Brussels. Afterwards, U.S. officials spoke at a news conference. General Mark Milley is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He says Russia has inflicted a year of tragedy and terror on Ukraine, but the Ukrainian people have inspired the world.
And nations of goodwill have rallied together to reject Putin's vision of world chaos, of a world of chaos where tyrants can trample borders and conquer their peaceful neighbors and break the rules of war. And that's what this contact group represents.
Last November, Milley had urged negotiations to end the war. But now he's saying that a year ago, Putin assumed Ukraine was an easy target. Kyiv would fall and the world would stand by. But Putin was wrong. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin agrees.
Putin thought he could defeat Ukraine quickly, fracture the NATO alliance, and act with impunity. He was wrong. Ukraine remains free. They remain independent. NATO and this coalition has never been stronger, and Russia is now a global pariah.
Austin sums up his judgment on Putin's war.
In short, Russia has lost. They've lost strategically, operationally, and tactically, and they are paying an enormous price on the battlefield. But until Putin ends his war of choice, the international community will continue to support Ukraine with the equipment and capabilities it needs to defend itself.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.